Dear friends of the Belworth Park Catholic community, this is Father Scott C. Toller. Today I offer a reflection on encouragement. On June 11th, we celebrated the feast of St. Barnabas. And Barnabas, the word literally means son of encouragement. And you shouldn't be surprised that I want to talk about encouragement given the times in which we've given through. You know, in my 50 plus years of priesthood, also being a Capuchin Franciscan friar, the one thing I've learned very early in those years was to be encouraging, to encourage people. Now, courage comes from the Latin word cor, which means heart. Encouragement means, in some ways, you share your heart with other people. Of course, your heart has to be hopeful. Your heart has to be joyful, even in difficult times. You know, Jesus said he'll give us a joy that'll be complete. He'll give us a joy that no one can take away. So a very key aspect of my priesthood has been to encourage people, not to be a Pollyanna, not to act like I'm an ostrich with my head in the sand. These are very difficult times we're going through. They've shaken us significantly. And for the senior citizens who have been by themselves in their homes for so long, it has been a frightening time. And when you spend all that time by yourself, away from your loved ones, you can go into discouragement. You know, the devil wants us to become discouraged. The devil trembles when we pray. He doesn't want us to have hearts that are filled with hope and joy. So today I want to talk about encouragement. Let me share with you something that I really like. I don't know who the author is, but when we encourage people, not being Pollyanna, not having our head in the sand, I like the way this puts it. It's called, I See Your Pain. I see your pain and want to banish it with the wave of a star, but have no star. I see your tears and want to dry them with the hem of an angel's gown, but have no angel. I see your heart fallen to the ground, and want to return it wrapped in clothes of woven rainbow, but have no rainbow. God is the one who has stars and angels and rainbows, and I am the one God sends to be with you until the stars come out and the angels dry your tears and your heart is back in place, rainbow blessed. I mean, isn't that beautiful? And that's what I mean we can all do. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to deny their pain to try to make them feel better about life. That's not what encouragement is. It's about being a follower of Jesus Christ who went around giving good news. Gospel means good news. So consider the opportunities each one of us is to be a Barnabas, because the world needs a lot of Barnabases right now. To be able to offer good news to people. Write a note. Make a phone call that you've been promising yourself for a long time you were going to do. Say a kind word. If you are in a conversation, you walk into a conversation where everybody's sitting around mutually depressing each other, try to move the conversation in the direction of either tell a joke or say something good that happened to you, something you saw very touching on TV. That's the way we can be Barnabases. And when we're at Mass, I mean, the whole atmosphere in church has to be one that causes people to go home with courage, with hope, with joy. And as Jesus says, I'll give you peace no one can give. So here's your choices, okay? How you take one every day. I want to share with you a proverb from Finland. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, having in its place something I have traded it for. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure. So I won't regret the price I paid for this day. You know, if you listen to this on June 28th, it's my 77th birthday. Please pray for me. God bless you.